Ladies and gentlemen, I hold in my hand an envelope which contains the results of the affirmation. Oh my goodness. It's good. It is my honor to announce to you that the members of Irving Bible Church, together with all those gathered here today, have resoundingly, overwhelmingly, and officially affirmed Dr. Barry Jokes as our new senior pastor. Okay, that's enough for now. You're going to get a chance to do that again later. Do you all realize what you just did? I don't think many of you do realize what you just did. If you were listening carefully to the reading of Joshua 1, 1 through 9 just now, you might have an inkling of what you just did. What you just did, family, congregation, worshipers at IBC, is you just launched a new generation to serve the Lord at IBC, a new era of this church's ministry. When the scripture was being read from Joshua 1, the context of that is a leadership change for the people of God. Moses is dead. Joshua arises. And that is really an analogy for what we did here this morning. Loosely, I'm Moses. I'm not dead, thank goodness. But Joshua has arisen. And you have brought Joshua in as your senior leader. And that is an exciting and it's a wonderful change, but it is huge because it marks the beginning of a new era, a whole new season in the life of this great church as we go forward to build the kingdom of God. I'm so excited about that. I'm also feeling a little bit of anxiety about that. Are you? I know Barry is. I know our staff is. I know our elders are. I know I am. And it's appropriate that I feel some anxiety. It's appropriate that you feel some anxiety. Because such a momentous change in the leadership, ushering in a whole new generation of Christ followers and a mission on mission for God with a new leader, is scary. It's a big change. A whole new generation has arisen. Just like in my family, a couple weeks ago, a whole new generation arose up. That is Eric Andrew McQuitty. He's my namesake. He lives in Florida, but we got him his Texas t-shirt as soon as possible. Just having Eric born, and here's our third grandchild, but you know, just having him born a couple weeks ago reminded us again of the momentous change that comes to a family with a new generation. In the scripture, they were going from the Moses generation to the Joshua generation. That was a momentous change. But God knew when he rolled this out in Joshua 1 that the people would feel anxiety, that Joshua would feel anxiety, and that he would crave strength and courage. In fact, in those nine verses, you may have noticed that three times God says to Joshua and the children of Israel, now that their former leader Moses is gone and their new leader Joshua has been raised up, you need to be strong and courageous. He said it three times. Anytime anything is said three times in scripture, especially the Old Testament, like in Isaiah 6, holy, holy, holy is the Lord, it is an emphasis on something that is of paramount importance. God said to the people, you're gonna need strength and courage for what lies ahead. The beautiful thing about this passage is that God tells Joshua and the people how strength and courage will come to them. Strength and courage will not be a prerequisite to what they're going to do as they now go into the land with a new leader. Strength and courage will be a product of three things that they do. Three things that they do as a people as they say yes to being a new generation on the march for God. In this passage, we're going to look at those three things. And I'm going to lay them out to you, the congregation of Irving Bible Church, and to Barry too, as the things that we need to be doing in these days in order to have the strength and the courage that we're going to need as we go forward as a new generation, as we go forward as the Joshua generation, okay? Look back at the scripture with me. The first thing that we're going to need to be doing in order to realize the product of these things, which is strength and courage, the first thing is the Joshua generation needs to embrace a renewed vision for their future. We need to embrace a renewed vision for our future. Look again at the scripture. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses, right? This is not a new, it's not a different vision. It's a renewed vision. He's reiterating the promise to Joshua generation that he gave to the Moses generation. As I promised Moses, your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. You see, in Joshua 1, we see that the quest for Canaan was not over with Moses' life. The Exodus generation of Moses, as he brought, led them out of Egypt and across the wilderness for 40 years to the promised land, that generation was gone now, but God was calling another generation to the land under new leadership from Moses to Joshua. And in promising Joshua that he's going to be with them, he gives a renewed vision for the land. I am going to make the same promise to you, Joshua, and the people that I made to Moses. You're going to come into the land. I'm going to give it to you. This is the vision that God had for his people. And he renewed it. He renewed it to Joshua. You see, God's plans do not die with the departure of one spiritual leader, because God's work is never dependent on one spiritual leader. The way of the word is the way of succession. We pass the baton down, down, down. But God's vision for the people of God under their leadership is not changed, it's just renewed. Long time ago, 1991, God gave me a vision. You've heard portions of it over the last couple of months as I and Barry have gone back to the I dream of a church statements, what we know them by. And in 1991, down on Finley Road, before our church ever moved up here to Las Colinas, I stood and I said these words to the congregation there by way of vision. God had given. I dream of a church where God's word is exalted in authority, taught with relevance, heard with anticipation, obeyed with passion, studied with expectation, communicated with encouragement, honored with reverence, where men and women are equipped for ministry effectiveness, where discipleship is focused and purposeful, producing a host of mature men and women capable of multiplying their lives and others, where brokenness is comforted, wasted lives are retrieved, and new beginnings are launched. How many of you have been here for all of Barry's vision dream sermons in the last month? How many of you have been here? Do you see that Barry's dream for this church is not different from the dream that God gave me for this church back in 1991. It's just renewed. It's just renewed. Here's what Barry has been laying out for us, and I'm so excited. As he has stood in this pulpit for the last month and laid out his heart and his dream that God has given him as we go forward with the renewed vision for the church. His mission for this church is unchanged, a transformed people and a transformed city. But his vision for the church as we do that is that IBC is going to become more and more a place of healing that welcomes the wounded and not just the healed. More and more a community of healers as healing people heal people. More and more a movement of hope and healing as we move beyond the mess in bringing Jesus to the people and places around us. Do you understand that Barry has retain the DNA of the vision and the dream of this church from 30 years ago and is renewing it as we go forward together? I love his statement of strategy. How are we going to do this? We want to lead a movement of gospel transformation where people meet Jesus, learn to trust and follow him, and are sent into their neighborhoods as missionary disciples. I'm so excited that in the Joshua generation of IBC in this day, God has renewed his vision to this church. Now, I have a question for you. As the congregation of IBC, as the members, as the family of faith that comprises this church, I want to ask you, are you willing on this day that you have chosen a new senior pastor to lead you into the future? Are you willing to embrace Dr. Barry Jones' new vision and dream for this church as it has been renewed to us over this last month? I want to hear you say yes or no. Are you willing to embrace it?
Yes.
Good. Right answer. The second thing that the Joshua generation is called to do is to believe God's renewed promise to always be with them. You see, you thought this was all about Barry being kind of affirmed as our senior pastor today. And what I'm telling you, it's about that, but it's about you mainly. It's about you embracing a renewed vision. It's about you believing God's renewed promise to you. Listen to the promise that God renewed to Joshua, Joshua 1:5. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. That's a pretty cool promise. As I was with Moses and the people that he led, I will be with you. Now that's a wonderful promise to Barry. But it's not just Barry, it's to Barry and the people that he leads. I will never leave or forsake you. This is a promise God is renewing to Joshua after Moses is gone. Joshua was at Moses' side for 40 years. He saw the power of God's presence with Moses. And I think he longed, now that he was ascending to lead this great people of God, he was longing for the same power of God's presence in his own life. And that's precisely what God gives him. The promise, the renewed promise of the powerful presence of God. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Verse 5 there in the Hebrew literally means, as God says to Joshua, he says, I will never make you sink. I will never drop you. You see, I think maybe that's one of the common default anxieties of new leaders, successor leaders, is, man, I'm stepping in behind somebody that God has actually, you know, saved from himself many times. That's me. And his powerful presence, you know, God, I mean, the only reason I'm here today is because God was with me. Barry, God's promise is to be with you too. It's a renewed promise. It's not just to him, it's to you. The promise that he is going to be with you in the new Joshua generation at IBC, just as he has been with us before. It's a wonderful promise. And it's one that we all need to take to heart to understand the intimate, personal power of God's presence because of the love that it sheds abroad in our hearts. Heard about a little 4-year-old boy. His dad was teaching him how to pray the Lord's Prayer. In his first attempt, he says, our Father in heaven, I know that you know my name. I know, 4-year-old, I know that you know my name. You know my name. You're with me. You love me. With the reckless love that we sang about earlier. That's God's promise to the Joshua generation, is to be with you, to bless you, to let the power of his presence push you through the barriers that the world and the evil one will raise up against you. When we relocated IBC back in 1996 from Finley Road, and we bought this property and we built this campus, we did something that I bet most of you don't even know about. We had all the families that made the move from Finley Road up to IBC. We had all the families. We made these bricks with the families' names on them. That's a brick walkway right out here at IBC at our outdoor playground. How many of you have ever seen it? See, most of you don't even know it's there. Those are the families that made the trek north to Las Colinas. They are the families that experienced the powerful presence of God with us as we've come to Las Colinas, and over these years we have seen God grow us deep and wide. How God has, by his presence with us and knocking down barriers before us, he has flung the ministries and the impact of this church literally around the world. With water wells in Sudan, adoption of foster care movements and tapestry all over the place, right to a medical clinic here, and all of our partnerships and ministries, thousands and thousands of lives all over the world impacted by this family of faith that simply trusted the power of the presence of God with us. And those families that put their names on those bricks, they were trusting God. His promise to be with us as the Joshua generation. What I'm saying, my friends, is the same promise is to you now. He made that promise to Moses, and Moses saw the miracles coming out of Egypt and the plagues, and he saw the parting of the sea and the manna in the wilderness. And I'm sure that Joshua was longing, man, I know God was with them. Will he be with us? And God says, right there in Joshua 1:5, I will be with you too. Here's the question. Do you believe that? Do you believe in God's renewed promise to be with you? Yes or no? Yes. I didn't hear that. Yes. That's better. You're the Joshua generation. One last thing that is not a prerequisite to courage. It's a product of doing this thing. And that is this: the Joshua generation makes a renewed commitment to be people of the book. Did you pick that up in the reading? Let's look at it again. Verse 7, be strong and very courageous, God says to Joshua and the generation that he leads. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate in it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. All these incredible promises that God reiterates to the Joshua generation that he had already kept with the Moses generation, he rolls out with the injunction that people will go forward always with the word of God on their lips and in their hearts and in their meditations. Why is that? Because God, from the Old Testament through the New Testament and through Irving Bible Church today in the 21st century, God is mounting a movement of supernaturally enabled people to build a kingdom of light, not a cadre of opportunists with their own agenda. And the way we stay on point as the people of God, as the Joshua generation, is to make a commitment of ourselves. Again, a renewed commitment of ourselves to be people of the book, to be guided by the word of God, to be informed by the word of God, to be inspired by the word of God, to be directed by the word of God, so that we can accomplish that for which God has sent us as the Joshua generation. I think if you look back over the last 56 years of the history of this church, you will see that every generation, every leader at IBC has made a new commitment that they and the people that they lead will be people of the book. I mean, it's hard not to do that when your very name as a church is Irving Bible Church, right? I'll tell you, there were a few years ago that we thought maybe we should change the name of the church. And we thought about it for about a whole year. And then we could never come up with anything that described us better than that. We are a people that are committed to the word of God. We don't worship the Bible. We want to worship the God that the Bible explains to us. That's why we are people of the book. That's why for all these years, and I know for my tenure here as senior pastor for 31 years, everything at IBC starts with the word of God. Everything. All of our ministries, all of our classes, all of our services. I mean, we have Bible studies. We have sermons. We have all sorts of, good grief. Everything starts with the word of God. Why? Because that's what God called us to do. That as we are on the march into the future that he has for us as the people of God, that we are being informed, directed, and empowered by the truths of his word. And we'd never get away from it. You know what the good news is? Now that you have a new senior pastor, Dr. Barry Jones, is that in this man, you have one of the preeminent theologians and best preachers of the word of God in the United States of America. You do. And I know Barry is going to bring the word to you. And he's never going to stop bringing the word to you. But my question is, are you going to receive it? Let me rephrase that question. Will you, the IBC Joshua generation, make a renewed commitment to obey the word of God? That was good. Strength and courage are a product, not a prerequisite. We need strength and courage moving forward from this day, all of us. It's exciting times, but there's also anxiety, and we need strength and courage to have the perseverance to move ahead, never quit, and never be deterred by fear. The thing is, God doesn't give us strength and courage like dropping it on our heads out of the sky. He says, I want you to do these three things. I want you to be obedient to my word. I want you to believe my promise that I will be with you. And I want you to embrace a renewed vision that I'm giving you as you go forward. And as we set ourselves to do that under Barry's leadership, guess what's going to be cropping up all over the place? It's going to be hanging off of every one of us. Strength and courage. Strength and courage for Barry. Strength and courage for the elders. Strength and courage for the staff. Strength and courage for the whole congregation of this church. As we are the Joshua generation going forward. I just want to close by saying this. I am so excited, so privileged, so happy. And I speak for Alice in this too. That we get to be part of the Joshua generation at IBC. I voted. I filled the whole thing out. I put my name and address, everything. And I chose you as my pastor. So glad God didn't kill me like he did Moses. But he lets me just go ahead and just kind of feather into the next generation and to be part of this great church as we go forward. I'm so excited. I'm so blessed. So happy. So let me close by doing this. We're going to celebrate communion as we always do. But I would like to have our new senior pastor lead us in that. Would you welcome Dr. Barry Jones to the platform to lead us?
Good job, buddy. You're the man.
Let me do one thing first. Let me introduce you, Joshua generation, to your new senior pastor, Barry Jones. And Barry, let me introduce you to the Joshua generation at IBC. Now, you may have been listening, but I elicited from them an affirmative, loud yes to all those things that I asked them to do according to the scripture. And they promised that they would do that. And so if they ever stop doing that, you let me know and I'm going to come back and have a talk.
That sounds good. Just want you all to know how overwhelmed with gratitude I am this day. Overwhelmed with gratitude for all of you, for the way in which you've loved and encouraged me and my family in these days of transition, the way that you've affirmed this call of God on our community here this morning. Grateful, Andy, to you for the way in which you've led us through this, the way in which you've loved me and believed in me and invested in me all these years, and the chance to walk together. They're still going to get to hear from you, so you can fuss at them if they ever do depart from what they've said today. Most of all, grateful to the Lord. I've said to many of you over the course of these weeks, this feels like a story that the Lord has been writing for a long time, ever since almost 25 years ago when I walked into that little church on Findlay Road, and I'm absolutely overwhelmed to now be able to stand here today. It's so fitting to me that the first thing that I can do on this day is to lead us to the table, because our unity with one another and our union with God comes through the broken body and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. That we call this communion because in it we celebrate the reality that we are united with God and with one another. And that we as a community come to this table each and every week because each and every week we want to be reminded of the extent to which God went to show us the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God that chases us down, fights till we're found, and leaves the 99. And so each week, we not only proclaim the gospel with our words, but with our actions as we stand to our feet and walk down to this table and take of these elements. And so this morning, we're gonna do it like we always do. The ushers will come and release you one row at a time, and through all the venues throughout the church, you'll have an opportunity to participate as well. The ushers will release you to come file past the elements to take the wafer, to dip it in the juice. As always, you're welcome to come here and pray at the altar, to light a candle. Maybe you want to just sit and pray quietly right there where you are. If you can't navigate the steps, just slip up your hand and the ushers will be happy to bring you the elements right where you're seated. On the night in which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread. And we give him thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Drink it and remember me." For as often as we eat this bread and we drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Let's proclaim it this morning with grateful hearts.